Okay. Well, it's been a while since we've been in Martinsville. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for coming.
I feel like we're overdue.
Yes. We've had a little bit of things going on since we last met, so I'm excited to talk about them.
Great. I just wanted to get, I guess, just first question, if you can maybe just give us an update on any, 2018, here it is. I mean, hard to believe end of January, though, already, but any kind of look into 2018 and what Martinsville's looking at, and city council or agendas or upcoming stuff.
So as you know, I'm sure you've heard that we have an interstate coming through our neighborhood, right in the middle. So we're preparing for that. There's some LPA grants that I've applied for to hope get some road funding for us with these roads we're going to have to fix for I-69 so that they are easily, so our residents are still able to connect. Connectivity is going to be really key for us because, as you know, it comes right down the middle of our community. So, we want to make sure that our people can get to the Walmarts and the people that are on the other side can get to the Kroger. So, it's working hand in hand with NDOT to make it go a little bit easier, as easy as we can make it, if you can even do that when you have an interstate coming through. So that's really important for us to get some of our roads planned out and maybe even started so that they can still get.
Yeah, because I mean, there's a lot going on than just the interstate going through that, of course, NDOT will take care of, but I'm sure there's a lot of planning and designing of the city. And I mean, this is a long-term plan of different routes and a lot of businesses that have to move too.
Yes. We've been really working hard to try to find places for those businesses, and we've been successful with some. We're still working with a lot of others. We have the downtown revitalization that I think we talked to you about. So one of the businesses that is over in the industrial park, we're trying to get into a downtown building. So we're trying to work, and it's all about timing right now. So we're kind of in that lull where we know it's going to happen and we're waiting for this, but once this comes, boom, 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 we're just going to get everybody where they need to be. It'll be like it'll all happen at once. But right now we're just kind of in that holding phase.
Any new news with NDOT in terms of where they're at with I-69 itself?
The last that I spoke to the NDOT commissioner, I think they think that we will be done with Section 5 in August of this year, which means they'll start ours, but we'll be moving dirt probably in 19 is what they've said. But things can happen, weather can change, so that could always get pushed back, but that's the last I've talked to them, and that's probably not really in stone, but that was a good estimate of when ours was going to start. So that's why we want to try to get the roads figured out where we want. We feel like it's a reset button, if you will, for our community a little bit. So you can either, I mean, it's coming no matter what, so we need to get the best out of it that we can.
We did have an email from Dante who wrote in. He wants to know, what is your strategy for using the I-69 corridor to grow Martinsville?
Well, that's a good question. We had some annexation done a few years back in plans for this interstate. So we are right now, we've done a comprehensive plan update, I should say. And it included the new land that we had annexed back in 2012, I think, or yeah, 2012 or 13, I can't remember. But that was not in our comprehensive plan. So we have put that in our new updated comprehensive plan. So we're going to use, we're going to try to get some light manufacturing and things like that over in that area. So
Do that have to do some rezoning or anything like that?
yes, they will. And another thing too is those people may not ever sell. So it's not like they have to sell their land to somebody that offers them money. So it could be, I mean, it could take a long time. So, but it was important for us to look at the long term. If something did happen, we wanted to make sure that the citizens that live there had a voice in what they wanted to be able to come and be put in their area. So we tried to give them a voice of what they would like to see.
You know, you mentioned a couple times about the revitalization going on, and I assume is that in downtown Martinsville?
Yes, it's downtown Martinsville. We had an investor, a couple of investors, buy 22 buildings, Artesian LLC, Doug Mullen and Craig Finneman, local businessmen that are really trying to give back to the community, making the community a place where they want it to be, and they have a vested interest in this community because they live here. So it's kind of neat to see some of the old buildings that they're bringing back that have been, you know, closed up for several years because they've been empty and nothing's been going on, to be able to go in and see. It's just amazing, the transformation. So we're really excited with this project, and it's going to take probably 2 years, but it's already changed the way our downtown is looking, and it's really neat to see. Some of these buildings are so old, and the things that are in them, it's just amazing.
And you're getting almost done through that project, right?
Yes, that's quite a bit.
Yeah,
so.
Great. I did see recently in a city council meeting this past week, they're looking at a salary increase. What's that about?
Well, it wasn't a salary increase. What had happened was our salary ordinance had a few numbers wrong. We passed that, I believe it was in October. I don't remember the exact date, or maybe it was November. But we had to wait till the first of the year to be able to fix those. So what we did is we just amended the salary ordinance to show the correct pays, the correct salaries. So we really didn't raise any. We gave the employees a 2% raise, and our department heads a 3% raise last year. But a couple of those salaries didn't reflect a 3% raise or a 2% raise. So we just corrected them.
Okay. And, you know, here we are, pothole season, right? Snow, ice, we had the very cold conditions.
Yes, we did.
How is the city holding up with the roads?
Well, we have a lot of potholes right now, but it seems like every community does. Having the same aches and pains that we are right now. So we're going to be working on filling up those potholes pretty soon. But you have to wait. The weather has to be.
It's still early, isn't it?
Yeah,
kind
it
of
is
go
a little
out
bit.
And start
so
attacking.
It's a little bit frustrating right now because we do have a lot that kind of just popped up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I wanted to go back a little bit. You know, we covered that ceremony honoring Carol Jenkins Davis, who was killed during that 1968 racially motivated crime. Now, this was back in November, so it's been a few months. It was really a moving ceremony. The city and everyone did such a great job with that. But, you know, I left that thinking that it had larger implications about, you know, Martinsville's image and continuing to promote diversity. 3 months later, 6 months later, how is this something that you continue to work on here?
Well, it's just, you know, the one thing I will say about Martinsville is we do have diversity here. We really do. I don't think people realize that we do have that here. And there's not been any, they haven't been treated poorly that I know of. They've been very welcomed, and they've been good members of the community. So I think what that whole point was to that, that ceremony was for that. We never really acknowledged anything about Carol Jenkins. I've lived here almost my whole life, and we've never acknowledged that she was somebody's sister, somebody's daughter, somebody's aunt. I mean, she was a person, and I felt like, you know, we as a community, that was something that I felt was holding us back. Because I think Martinsville's misconception is we're this horribly racial town. And of course, we do have racial people here, but so does every other community. Unfortunately, that's just how it is, and it's a slow change sometimes. But we are not at all, I think, what the outside community sees us as. I think we've been stigmatized by this one tragic event, and to move forward, we needed as a community to acknowledge that, and her family needed the closure, and so did we, really. So we just felt like it was our time to acknowledge her and have her family back and give them our apologies and all of us move forward. And that was the hope of that entire event. Mm-hmm. And it really did turn out well. It was well attended.
It was packed.
It was really neat to see. And her family, they were just great. They were so sweet. And, you know, the tears that the emotion was still so raw for them, you know? I mean, it's been 50 years, and still it would have been like yesterday. You would have thought it happened yesterday. There's still a lot of emotion there. So I hope that helped them. I hope it helped them more, because I know it helped us, but I hope it helped them more than it helped us, because they deserve it. And I'm grateful that they came, you know, and so that was our goal of that.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we can move. We couldn't really move this city forward if we hadn't acknowledged that and owned it. And, you know, so.
Yeah. I did want to run this by you really quick. We did have John write in a question. This was a little while ago, but we haven't been here in a while.
Yeah.
But he wanted to know what you knew about Indiana's bias crime reporting law, and if Martinsville is not complying with that or not. He seems to say that Martinsville is not.
I am unaware of anything like that. Something like that would probably be better asked by our police chief. I'm not familiar with Martinsville ever having an issue with that, at least since I've been in office.
You know, Indianapolis made the top 20 list for Amazon, a potential Amazon headquarters.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure you're also interested in that final decision.
Yeah,
because Indianapolis is not that far away.
Right. It's going to be 20 minutes in about 3 years. 4 years, maybe.
Right, yeah, right. So what is Martinsville doing or maybe thinking about if Indianapolis could nab on to that final, I shouldn't say final, but the next headquarters of Amazon?
Yeah. Well, I think that we're doing what we've kind of always been doing, preparing for some possible growth with I-69. We are trying to plan ahead and get ready for some things like that. I'll go back to our comprehensive plan. That is something that also included some new residential housing areas. So we would love that if that happened, you know? And we think with our location is ideal for someone who wants to live maybe close to Indy, but not quite in Indy, and a little bit more of a rural area. So, and then we're close to Bloomington. So our Indy, where Martinsville is a great location for connectivity. So I would love to see that trickle down here a little bit. So it's exciting, the things that are going on in Indiana. I'm really happy with Governor Holcomb has, you know, really been focused on some job workforce and things. I went to the State of the State dinner. I was really pleased when it was over to hear that his focus was on jobs here in Indiana, which Indiana is already one of the top in working. We're the working state. So that only benefits us here in Martinsville as well as anybody else around us. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we leave for today, what are the top two or three things on the mayor's desk in Martinsville for these next few weeks?
Yeah. So right now we're still working on some things with NDOT. As I think I mentioned earlier, I've applied for some LPA grants. I've been really working on that. Submitted to the state. Hopefully that we'll know that pretty soon. Also, we've got, of course, the downtown revitalization, but we are also in the process now of trying to find new well fields for us. We're hoping that we can get that done here soon because Martinsville needs some new wells, and we're looking right now doing some testing on some areas that we think might work. So that will probably be something that we'll start on in 19. 18, we'll be working on getting things done, the testing and things like that. Some of those are kind of lengthy processes. So, yeah. So we're
busy,
really excited.
Busy, huh?
Yeah, we've gotten a lot done, and we have more to do. So,